holding Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, we just had the machlokes between Reb Yehuda, Reb Loza, and the Chachamim, whether the Isser Eivim Menachai applies even by Behemoth Taneo or only by Behemoth Torah. The Mora said that both of them dash in the same prophet, that it says again that Rak Chazak Levoti Echol Adam Yadam Wa Nefesh, and Abd Akur Bejah says, Letechol Nefesh Shim Abosa. It says like this, Reb Yehuda, Reb Loza, Sarva, they both hold Kol Shatam Mitzvah Adam or Yatam Mitzvah Levorach. Anytime there's an Issa Nati to Dam, the blood of the animal, there's an Issa Nati to Evim and Achai Shabroi. Meaning when the animal's alive, if you just pull off a limb or pull off a piece of meat, excluding the Issa Tadema Tameya, there's also another Issa of an Evim and Achai, you're not allowed to eat. So therefore, since Vahani, by Evim and Tameya, Vahani Tameya Minami, Hoyo Biyata Mitzvah Adamon, since there's an Issa Nati to Dam, the blood of a Behemet Tameya, you should know also after Mitzvah, you also commanded Alei Vorev. There's also an Issa Nati to Eva Menachai, the Evon, the limbs of a piece of meat from a Behemet Tameya. So be a specialist, Eva Menachai. That's Pshat and Reb Yehuda and Reb Lezer. Now, Rabbonin hold no. Rabbonin Sav, we'll tell you, Loi Toichala Nefesh Ima Boso. Now, Larita Nefesh Ima Boso. Latocha Nefesh Ima Boso. El Rav Abosol Lechudei. He's supposed to eat the meat by itself. But she says, Mashmo Ein Adam Nefeshim Ayochol. You can't eat the blood with the meat. But Mashmo, there's no blood there. Then you can eat the meat. So Dash says like this: Kol Shebesare Muto Ato Mitzuve Alevorov. Anytime the boss you let eat the meat, then there's an Issa Natit Yevim in a Chai Shaboy. But a Behemah Tameya V'Chol Shein Besare Muto. And it's like by a behemoth tameya where the boss is not mutatit, he's no huadin, he ato mitzuv alivov, there's no risk of him in a chai on the is on a behemoth tameya. That's the machlokes. Now, Rabbi Yehuda the Mor says, Lomuli kro, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what do I have to have a pasuk for to say? That the Yisra Eva Menachai is chal upon a behemoth tameya, lay say Yisra Eva, lay chal Yisra Tumo. Without a pasuk, also I should have said, that the Yisra Eivim and Achai should be chal upon the Yisra Tameya. You have a behemoth Tameya, the pig here, it's also feed it. And now if you rip off a piece of meat from it, you should be over in Yisra Eivim and Achai. I, maybe you tell me no, ain't Yisra Chal al Yisra, like there's already an Yisra of a behemoth Tameya on it. Same, it's not going to be chal now an Yisra of Eivim and Achai on it. So tell you another one, so that's in Svara would be chal. Shekein Yisur and Noi Bivnei Noich. There's a chum on the Yisra of Eivim and Achai, it applies even to a Ben Noich, even to a Goy. Rashi says, Shafheim, who's the rule of? The Chassid says, Ach bosa benafshoi domoi. Means, Kozuman, the animal's alive, and I'll not eat from it. Even to Bnei Noach. So since it's a chomer de gitzah, this is Eva Menachai, min asvara I know she bechal even upon a behemet tameya. So what do I need a pasuk for? So Mora says, Eunachanami, you're right, I would know min asvara that the Yisr Eva Menachai should bechal upon a behemet tameya. But I'll tell you, V'chitza Kro, we don't need the Pasuk for V'chitza Kro, the Rebbe Lazar, I need the current Rebbe Lazar. Rashi says, V'chitza Kro, Lesser, Rashi says, Rebbe Lazar Yitzlach. The Yosemle B'tzimeye Kreb Yudo, V'lesple Yisra Chalal Yisra B'yisra Chomor, Yila the Kosme Kro. The Chiddush is according to Rebbe Lazar, that he usually holds a Yisra Chalal Yisra. Only here, because of the Gezeros custom, here he agrees that the Yisra Evim and Achayas Chal upon a behemoth tameya. And the Gemara says, Tanya Nal Yechon, don't want this also. That's the Reb Yechon, Reb Lezer, Reb Bonin, but that this Kroh, the Yavyu. Gemara says, Tanya Nal Yechon, that Eivim Menachai Noig B'behemah Chayiv V'yoif, Bein Tameya, Bein Teira. The Brisa says what? Yisra Eivim Menachai applies both to a Oif Tameya or an Oif Teira. Chay, the same thing. Shneimer Apostle says, Rak Chazak Levut Yechol Adom. So this Yisra Eivim Nachai has to do with the blood. So we dash in Kol Shatam Mitzvah Adomai, any animal that is an Yisra Nati to Dam of that animal, even if Eivim Tamei is included, is Atam Mitzvah Alevorev, who are in his Nisa Eivim Nachai in that animal. But V'chol Shiyatam Mitzvah Adomai, let's say by a fish, that there's no Yisra Dam by a fish, is Yatam Mitzvah Alevorev, who are in his Nisa Eivim Nachai. These are the words of Rebbe Lezer. The Chachamim say, "Ain't a noyig ala b'tayim." No, the Yisraeva Menachai only applies to a behema Achai or Neiftor. Shnevar the pasuk says Lo Teichor Nefeshim Abosar. Me Mashma don't eat the meat with the blood together, but rather Ella Bosla could eat the meat by itself. So we dashin Kol Sheb Sarim Muta Atam Mitzvah Alevorov. Any time the Bosar is Muta, then you Mitzvah Alevorov. But the whole shame b'sarim, the time the boss is not muta, the whole shame b'sarim muta, he yata mitzuv alevorov. He not mitzuv alevorov. That's a pshat of chachamim. On a bay mitzumeya, that he not mitzuvah. That he have no head to eat the meat, who would then there's no isra of eva minachai. Now Rabbi Meir says, ein en meiga rabbi behemet teru bavad. That the Yisra, Eva Menachai, only applies to Behemoth Torah, that's all. Rashi says, V'loi b'chai v'yoif, not even to a chai v'yoif, v'yapapi shein Torah. That's Rabbi Meir's Chiddush. So, Kishu, you have a three-year machlokes. So, the Yisra Eva Menachai only applies to Behemoth Torah, that's all. That's Rabbi Meir's Shita. Or else, no, it even applies to Behemoth Chai v'yoif also. But only Tehurim, that's the Chacham Shita. Or maybe no, it even applies to Behemoth Chaya, or Oif, even a Tomeya, that's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar Shita. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabba Bar Shmuel, Omar Rab Chizdo, Vitaim, some say was Rabbi Yosef. Viyamula, some say Omar Rabba Bar Shelo, Omar Rab Chizdo, Vitaim, and over Rabbi Yosef. Viyamula, some say like this, that Rabba Bar Simi Omar Rab Chizdo. V'itayim said over Rabbi Yosef that my time with Rabbi Meir was the reasoning of Rabbi Meir. The Omer Kro, the Pesach says, V'zavachta mibkorcho mitzaincho. Says, Mashm, only from mibkorcho mitzaincho, only from a vehema. Is there an issue? Rashi says, Siv basra, Eva menachai. That yes, Eva menachai only applies to behema Torah, and not to chayis and not toifis. Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav, Machlokes the Yisrael, the Machlokes over here is only by regular Yisrael. How far does the Yisrael and Menachai apply to? How about the Ben Noach? But by Yigrei, by Ben Noach, Divrei Hakel, everybody agrees, Muzer al Atmen Ketorim, that the Yisrael and Menachai applies both by a Torah and by a Tamei, it doesn't make enough Gemina. Ben Noach, like Rashi says, Abba Ben Noach, Muzer al Akolim, Techol Karinim Bei Bosa Luchudei, Echol Karinim Bei Eber Menachai Lotechom. And since a goy is allowed to eat even a behemoth tomato, so rather for them it applies to Yisrael Eivim Menachai. Or it says, Tanya Namichu, learn like this also, Tanya Namichochi. Eivim Menachai, Ben Noach, Muzerol, Avala Tomeyim, Kitoirim. By a Ben Noach, by a goy, it applies to Yisrael Eivim Menachai, even by Tomeyim. Mashenkin, the Yisrael, by a Jew, and the Muzer, Elo, Torim. He's only also on the behemoth Torah, Bilvad, because the dress we had before, that you only have the Yisra Eivim Menachai applies. If you could eat the Bosom, then it's allowed not to eat the Bosom Menachai. But if you can't eat the Bosom anyway, there's no special Issa of Eivim Menachai. Ikudiyami, some say, Tahira of Rabbi Meir, that some say, all it means by Yisrael is only also by Behema Torah, that's all, and goes according to Rabbi Meir. And Tahira means a Lashon Yochid, like only by Behema Torah does apply to Yisra Eivim Menachai, and not by Yifas, not by Chayis. And Ikudiyam Nisamsa now Tahirim. It means by Behemoth Tahirim, meaning a Lashon plural, Lashon Rabim, meaning even Chayas and Eifas also. It says Rabban, it goes according to Rabban and Shito. That by Yisrael you have the Yisrael and the Chay, by Eif, Chaya, and by Behemoth. Omer Rab Shizbi, Afana, Namitinin, we also learn like this, that it says, Ochal Eivim and Achay, Mimeno, and the Shoyfek Aboyim, if it Eivim and Achay from it, so you don't get Malkus. Rashi says, "Ochel eva min achay mimeno" means be oif tamei kamari. It's not about an oif tamei. If you eat a kezayis of an eva min achay from an oif tamei, you don't get malchus and a sefik. Rashi says, "Uksava why a noy b'tamein k'rabban chulis the rabban and shita that the yisra eva min achay does not apply to an oif tamei." V'yein shchita metarosay. Who are din if you make a shchita on an oif tamei? It's not matarim and ain't available. Mechurb shchita. Rashi says the oif tamei koi you come out the end shchitos and matarosai. Vod and knock on a lush in the kever. Bishum derei shaschol ba lush in the kever. Nan bora hochi nevela soif tamei tzvicha machshava. Now the Gemara says tamei. What are we talking about over here? Rashi says, but Micah 20 Sefer and Shchitos Materos, what does that tell you here that a Shchit is not Metairit, who means Medein Avelo? What are we talking about? Elaim, it'd be Yisrael, we're talking about a regular Yisrael. Rashi says, Lemur says, Chita, Tien Shchitos Materos. So Avad is not Metairit. Since it's a behemoth Tanea, Avad, if Yisrael, Avad is not Sad, the Shchit should be Materit. Rashi says, Volekul Afrusha Metairos, Medei Tumas Nevelis, Tiyoth Tome, Ein Lashum Tumah, Afil Bereisab Leah. There's no Issa Tumma by Neuf Tomei. The Akoch Eim Matiros means Bachilu Koma. El Leben Merech Koma. Lechur says Shita. If we're talking about the Heter Achil over here, Lechur of Shita, that a Shita is not going to be Matir and Oif Tomei for Yisrael. What's the Havamina? It's a Neuf Tomei. The Torah says it can't eat that Oif. So, that's the most Kashi B'mai again. You learn if you want to say we're talking about the Yisrael. Shita the Yen Shkitos and Matiros. It's a Neuf Tomei. Avadi can't eat from it. El Lava, we're talking about over here, the Bnei Merech, we're talking about a Goy. So it's teaching us the Chiddush, the Rashi says, El Le Bnei Merech Koma, that Ein Shchitos and Matiros and Loi Be'achilo. Kol Zeman Shu Mefarchis, that's what I mean to say. The Kol Zeman, it's moving around, it's all Aschis to it, there's no way to teach it. Like Amino and Perek, that we had before, the Bnei Merech Lav Be'shchit Atayi Milsa, by a Goy, he's not allowed to eat from an animal, Kol Zeman it's alive, there's an Yisra Eiv in a Chai. It's only after it's dead that he's muta. So the chiddush over here is that even a behemoth tameya, that a goy is allowed to eat, but it's only after it's dead. But if you start making a ma'isa shchiter on it, and it's still moving around, some of hacheses, it'll be an issur for goy to eat it. That's the chiddush over here. That a shchiter is not matrit, but achilu to ben noyach. I would have thought to say maybe shchiter helps to be matrit, I'll call upon him to a goy. Kamash will or no? Elad mus, elad b'nei noyach. So Mechlal, the Osa, the Chutz Mashma clearly though, that before it dies completely, there's an Isra Eva Menachai on a Behemoth Tameya. So it's Mashma clearly here that it applies the Isra Eva Menachai. It means you cannot eat from this Behemoth Tameya before it dies, even by a Goy. So Mora says, Rabbi Mani Ba Patish Rami Reisha Sefer, he threw a spear, he asked the question of the Reisha to the Sefer. Rashi says, the Reisha says, Ein Esofik. Almo Ein Evim Menachai Noi B'Tameyim. The Reisha is Mashma, there's no Esofim Menachai by Behem Onoif Tomei. And the Sefer is Mashma, there is an Esofim Menachai. On Meshan in the end says, Reisha B'Yisrael. The Reisha is talking about the Yisrael. And that's the Chiddush. According to Rabbi and Shita, the Esofim Menachai does not apply to Yisrael. The Sefer B'Ben Noyach. Rashi says, Rabbanan he. Goes according to Rabbanan. Umikori ki ram yehavi mashmalei nami sefer benayach. Umil yehavi yoda time of odi poshid afil leman diyamei noi b'tmeyim b'yisroel udekoma. Kirina be'kol shem b'sari muta. Yet the mitzava alei vorev avul benayach moida. Sefer is no stira. So the Reish is talking about a Yisrael by Yisrael taka. There's no yisrael minachai on the behemoth tmeya. But the Sefer, the Smashma, there is the Yisrael of the Menachai that goes according that that's talking about by a Goy, by a Benayach. Omar Rav says, Eve Menachai, Tzorah Kezayis. You know, wherever it does apply the Yisrael of the Menachai, let's say to Yisrael, by a Behemoth Temeya, by a Behemoth Teirom, that before the Shchit, there is Nisrael of the Menachai on it. So he says, you know, you're over the Lav, if you eat a Kezayis, Ochol Eve Menachai, Tzorah Kezayis. Rashi says, "Afagab betray koi ksiva chad liyevim menachai v'chad lebosvim menachai." There's two separate psukim. Leitema don't say this. Rabbi Eiver afagab vein by shear. Don't think an Eiver a whole limb. Yichayv if you eat a whole limb, even though it doesn't have a shear of a kezayis. No, elavada yesh by shear binin. Tien achilu pochas megezayis. That's the chiddush. Again, that Omer Rav, Eiver menachai. Even if you have no Eiver, the whole limb of an animal. Still, Yoni Chayiv, if you eat it, which has a Kzayis. My time, what's the reason? Achila Ksiv, it says the word Achila. And Achila is a Kzayis. So this is, Eivim and Achai only applies to Kzayis. Tochas and Kzayis, you won't get Malkus. Even though it's a complete Eivim. Most of Rav Amram, Rav Amram asked the question. It says, Ochol Eivim and Achai Mimeno, Ein Esefik Es Haboyim. If you eat an Eivim and Achai, if you eat a piece that said it's Oif Tineya, so you don't get Malkus. And also, the ain't shchitos metarosai. That's from to a goy, the shchit is not metarit. If a goy eats from it, he would get malchus. He would be over love. Now, these, and the little corpse, if a goy will be also. Now, these, sagadad, if you can tell me and think, these, sagadaitach, meaning kizayis, that you only chayiv if you eat kizayis, tape and lay the koch or kazayis. The chur here eating a kazayis. So how could you say if a yid, if a Jew eats from the Eivim and a Chai, he doesn't get malchus? Why not? Even though there's no Eivim and a Chai, but it's a behemoth to me, it's a knife to meya. Let him get malchus, feeding the kazayis of a knife to meya. If you tell me that we're talking about less than a kazayis and a chidish, well, that's Eivim and a Chai, it's good. But if you tell me even Eivim and a Chai needs a kazayis, so chura ainach, and I mean, there's no is Eivim and a Chai, no gayer to a Jew, since it's the oif tameyom, but I call upon you, if you ate the kazayis worth of this oif tameyom, you should get malchus for the achilas oif tameyom. Forget about the isser Eivim and a Chai. There's an isser on a knife tummy, you can't eat a knife tummy. Smor says, Kidiyom Rav Nachman b'mashu b'osor gidim v'yatzomais. It was talking about Nachman's case that out of this Eivor there was only a mashu of b'osor. So really after Yisra behemet tamei you only ate a mashu of b'osor. A little bit of b'osor, less than a kazayas, so you don't get malchus for that. But here we're talking about there was a gidim v'yatzomais. But there were veins and bones and together it added up to a kazayas. Rashi says there was a gidim v'yatzomais mashu of kazayas. The mishum tum aloy mechayiv al the oif tamei not chayiv the embegidim v'yatzomas patam. Tamei they don't have the yisa tamei on them. Or mishum eiva mechayiv, but yoni chay mishum eiva menachay as the yisa eiva shiva. It's a complete eiva. So there Rashi says lohochi paginu krol eiva menachay a bosom menachay. That's why the pasuk says the two separate isurim on eiva menachay and a bosom menachay. The mechayiv a eiva afragab the yain shia bosom. The both are a piece of shein eiva yichayif each one separately. So that's the chiddush we were talking about. Then this eiva that you ate from the oif tameya, there was the kazayis, but there wasn't the kazayis of bosser. It was the kazayis made up of the atzomis neginim also. So that's the chiddush to say that Yisrael is not chayif because he's not. There's no yisa eiva menachay. There's no special chiddush of eiva menachay by an oif tameya. And as the etzam achila of a tameya, it was less than the kazayis. That's why it's saying it's soifik as a boyin. So Moses says, Hachinami Yerosa, b'mashu bosa gidim asadam, but there's a mashu bosa gidim yatzamis. Toshma, come in here. So Moses says, Hachinami Yerosa, here's the same terrace, b'mashu bosa gidim yatzamis. That'll be the answer. Adamor says, Toshma, come in here. So Yomar Rav, Rav says, Ochal tzipa tahiro dechayeh, somebody eats a bird, a tordik, a bird. Bechayeh when it's alive. So locher is becholshu yichayev on a kolshu. Rashi says mishum eivim menachay. As the yis eivim menachay, it's alive. Alma, what do you see? Leibin and bekezayit. You see clearly, you do not have to have a kezayit to be over the aveira of eivim menachay. But in misaso, if the bird dies, it comes in the veil and now you eat from it bekezayis. Yoni chay. You only get magos with the kezayis shaboy. So Rashi says the benaveil achiluksiv. The whole achila bekezayis bar excluding yevim menachay to rebekruom the kopper at eiva luchudei on the yis eiva menachay the ikur the was makbud upon it should be an eiva to see clearly yichayi for eiva menachay even on sada kezayis or tamei though by a tzipa by a tamei like a bird bein bechaye bein bemisasa becholshu he you eiva even but bemashu is nevera. Rashi says tamei bein bechaye bein misasa becholshu. Chayiv, why the berry? Somebody eat the whole bird, it's a barrier. For it's three chashir, kretnan, deal away, awaken. Viechun, the mola kosher, shachayiv, eat a whole worm, yachayiv. Vishum, shik, priyosei. Alma, bel, yasur, bechoshu. Avalav, the novella, lekker, lech, yubim, mishum, bel, the vishkish, and ifis, roi, sole, shem, novella. Hilkach, alav, the novella, le, mechayiv, ad kizayis. Vako, ponim, katon, amir, vod, lemni, vatoru, bechayiv, bechoshu. So, Kitzur, the last part was if it's a tameya, oif tameya, that's called the berya, and then yichayiv bein b'misasa bein b'chayya b'choshu. But I call upon him. The Rashi says clearly by an oif by tzipa tera that yichayiv with a koshu. It's declared as nis eivim and a chay on a koshu. So Mar says hokinami b'mashu b'asig yidin v'yatzam. It could be the same teretz. It doesn't mean he ate a koshu of the tzipa, but it means together there was a kezayis, because it was only a mashu of bosa, but it was made up of a bosa of yatzomis. That's why the chayiv, there's a kezayis, the kitzur of the eva min hachayiv. Now Rashi explains here, Lechur, the kasha is, if you say by oif tmeya, you chai with a kosher, because it's kibriyos, it's a oberya, so why don't you have the same swan, it's sipa Torah, say the same thing, you should be chai on a kosher, because it's a briyos. So Rashi says, the briyos means as soon as the creator had this iser on it. So as the tzipa tmeya, as soon as it was created, it had the iser tzipa tmeya on it. But a tzipa Torah, when it was first created, it has no isurim on it. The iser nevela is only chal later after it dies. So therefore, the iser nevela is not called a beria. Therefore, the Rashi says that you eat a kazayis of it, you eat a yechayiv. So it's only after the iser evim and achayah shaboy. So that you only chayiv if you eat a kazayis. Unless you say Eivim and Achai is Chai without a Kazayis, not the Gemara answers, no, we're talking about now, we have a Kazayis of the Bosa Gidim Yatsamas. Tashma, come in here. It says, not out Tzipa, shame by Kazayis, v'yochlu, if you take a Tzipa or a bird, it doesn't have a Kazayis and eat it. So Rebbe Poiter, Rebbe holds your Poiter, talking about a Tzipa Tehera, so Rashi is in the forest, v'yozo, the Ksava, ain't Eivim and Achai, b'shleimo, t'lav Eivim Mikri, it's not called an Eivim. So you eat the whole tzipor, the best not the kazayis, eat it, Rebbe holds your potter. There's no yisayim and achai over here. If we have lezer, Rebbe Shimon Mechayiv, he holds no yichayiv, because he holds there is an yisayim and achai over here. Omer, Rebbe lezer, Rebbe Shimon says, kal v'choyma, al eivra mimen achayiv of yichayiv from eivra shaboy, akulu lekoshken, if you eat the whole tzipor Torah, avadi should be chayiv. But Korporim see clearly, on a shleim yod yichayiv, even though there's no kazayis, Rashi the blazer of Shimon mechayiv the ksav a shleim and the chayivim and a chay godum is there or brave or loy dini kazayis. Maybe you don't have a kazayis. So who you see that's the machlokes over here. And even Rebbe that preaches, he's only part this course. There's no dinevim and a chay and a shleim on the whole bird. But mashma of an eiver shabai, there would be an aver, even though there's no kazayis. So who you see here again, you do not need a kazayis to be over the Yisrael of Eivim and Achai. What's going to be chonko? Let's say you choke it to death. The yochel then eat from it. So there's no chonko of yochel. Let's just ain't kanel, and now there's only Yisrael nevela. The nevela le mechayim mishrim beria. On the nevela there's no Yisrael of beria we had before. And therefore you have to have a kazayis binan. Chonko, the yochel, divri hako, because everybody holds you on the chayim with the kazayis. Because when it comes to Nevela, it's not a Din Beri anymore, and there's no Yosevim in Achai anymore, so now you only have Yavidi Kazayis. But I call upon him, Ad can up until now, literally you didn't argue, and the Mas of the Chayel, the Avor, my Medes, the one that says the Yechai, if you eat the whole thing, and Kazayan, Apokos, and Kazayis, because even when the animal's alive, it has a Lachal, the Avor, my Medes, as if we've seen each Avor by itself, so there's an Yosevim in Achai Chal on it. The reason why Rebbe says you're proud to eat this old tzipor, because he knows when it's alive, we don't look at each eiver by itself, it's not called the eiver memedis. Therefore, there's no yes eiver and a chai chal upon it. But I call upon him the kuliyam, everybody agrees with me, or lebini kazayis, that when there is an yes eiver and a chai chal, you do not have to have a kazayis. So the kashmir, like we said before we said that Rav says, if you ochel eivim and achai, you only chayv if you have a kazayis. And the other chutz mashm again, that you chayv eivim and achai even without a kazayis. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, here the ikat place where Nachman answered and said, Amar Rav Nachman, per mashu bosa gidim v'yatzomis, enichnami. That's what it says, yeda mashu of this bird, it means a mashu, a little bit of its bosa. The enichnami, there was a kazayis worth which was made up from the gidim and the yatzomis. So as the kasha, me could me do anything to be cool unless for kazayis bosa. In the whole bird, there's no kazayis bosa. But if a chad eiver is pe kazayis b'mashu bosa, give him a tzomis, but in one eiver shaboy, you'd be chayiv here. Because there is a kazayis worth of give him a tzomis in that one eiver, like what kind of bird is this? In the whole thing, there's no kazayis bosa. But in one eiver, there is a kazayis of bosa to give him a tzomis. It doesn't make sense. The man says, I'm Shavia in, yes, for Kalnisa. There's this bird, the Kalnisa, Rashi says, Oif Tami Hu. When he, the lek, is in the veil of Pokos Mekazayas, but he's the Tami Miriko, the berry he. So this bird, Kalnisa, is there has a lot of bones to it, and very little meat. Rashi said, Kevikuli lekhi gezayis bosa vu gadol shebo achas mevorot ikut gezayis b'mash shebosu nivatzomis. That he has such a bird that is a very skinny bird, has no meat, is mainly bones. Moshe says, if so, Amos said, what does it say to say? Chonko, if you strangled it, for yochle linye from it, divri hako, but then everybody holds yichai the kazayis. So Kuri has a din of veil now, so you have to eat the kazayis of the boso. I boko miso, I've tummy you. It's a knife tummy. Rashi, and he the lek is an avela pochus in the kazayis, but it's the tmeya mi wika, the berry he. So the chura, as berry you should be chayiv, if it's a behemoth tmeya, it's an issa berry on it. So even without a kazayis, also should be chayiv. Why does it say here, you have to have a kazayis? To have yako be kazayis, if it's a knife tmeya, so after you killed it and you go to eat it, the avera is as life tmeya. So even without a kazayis, it's a berry, everybody holds you chayiv on that. And the Gemara, that's what's kasha, but can issa life tmehu, v'yom rav, Tumeya bein b'chayah bein b'misasa b'mashu. If you eat a knife tumeya, whether it's alive or whether it's dead, it doesn't make enough kamina. It's called the beria yichayv and amashu. So why do you say you have to have a kazayis? So when it's v'nechnami ela kain kol nisa, he didn't mean to say the bird the kol nisa. He meant to say a bird a knife tore like it, which is very lean. There's very little meat there. It's mainly made of bones. Such a knife like that. So if you eat the whole thing, since there's no kezayis basar in it, therefore you're not chayif. On my Rav, whoever says, Im Tim Tzlem, if you want to tell me, that Sova Rebbe holds, Machsheves Oichlin, Shemo Machshovo, when you have Machshovo on an Oichotidit, that makes it into an Oichot. Vashezitim Tzlem, Biyechon, Midvoro, Sherefayim, one of the things that Rebbe said, that the Soma Machsheves Eichlin, that in Chishuv you have in mind Tidit, it's called the Machshava. So, what would be then? Chishuv Lochlo Aver Aver, you had in mind Tidit every limb separately of this animal. Vyochlo Kulin, you ended up eating the whole animal together. Chayef and Echnami, then the Maisi would be Chayef. Because since you had a mind to each one separately, Avery, as she says, Goli died to you, showed us, to Avor Memedis, this animal's able to cut up into pieces. V'chiyochle Shlem, when you ate the whole thing, Nami, Avor Karina, Be'avad, there would be Chalavad Yishrem Avor on it, that there would be the Yisr Avor Menachai on it. Even though before we said a Svara, that Rebbe says, Yepota, because he doesn't know Avorim. Be'imel Avor Memedis, that's only if you don't have Machshava. But you have a machshava to eat the evor and the limb separately, and even though you changed your mind later, like you ate the whole thing together, the machshava made it levor and you'll be chayy for Yisrael and Menachai. Oh, Malay Abaye says, or me, can me do anything? Dilu ocholay ech achar lemechayiv. If somebody else would have ate this bird, you tell me you would not be chayiv. Because if somebody else is not called an Aver, it's called Kulain, and Rebbe yells Yapata. If you take a tzipor that doesn't have the kezayis of Boston, eat it, according to Rebbe Yapata. So if somebody else that didn't have Machshava to eat it, the Avorim, he'd be Pata. The Yochalei Hai Mechayiv, and now this person eats it, Yechayiv, like how do you have that? They're both Jews, how do you have this? Because Yochalei Achal Mechayiv, said, Lay Aver Mikre, so and somebody else eats it, you are Chayiv. Or Malay, what's the Bikasha? Zelefi Machshav. So the Zelefi Machshav, that's not a Bikasha. Each one goes according to his Machshava. This person was Megaladat, that he wants to eat pieces. So therefore, each piece is called a Geneva Menachai. It has a locher on it. But the other one is not Megaladat, so him, Taka, doesn't have a locher Bevorim. Therefore, there's no Seva Menachai. It's only as the Bosa Sheboi, so you have to have a Kazayis. The Yama Rabba says, in Tinslan, if you want to tell me that Sova Reb Loz Reb Rebbe Shimon, Loz Reb Shimon holds that Machsheves Oichlin Shmo Machsheva. The Machsheva food is called Machsheva Shmo Machsheva. If so, Chishev Ochloi Mesa, you had a mind, eat it after it died. Lochloi Mesa, Ashi Golod Daita, the Bechayim, it's not Levor Memedis, you only had a mind, eat it after it died. Chishev Ochloi Mesa, Vyochloi Chayim, now yet when it was alive, Potter. You'll be potter, there's no Yisrael from Menachai. So, since you don't have a kazayas in it right now, you'll be potter. Omele Abaye, Abaye, yes, Kandis, a new committed deal, and walk away, Aka, somebody else would eat it, he would have not served it separately. Or the girl now, Stam, Stam, is a former medis. He would have been Mechai, if even Menachai. The Yochalai Hai, now this person eats and he had Machsevet, he's only Liacha Misra. So he was Megalabas, he doesn't have a mind, he did lay for him. He's going to be Potter. Omele, yes. Zelefi Machshavta, Zelefi Machshavta, Senekashta. Each one goes according to his Machshavta. After you say even Menachai Shabbat, you be Chayav, could be without a Kazayas. Those like we had before, even if they don't need a Kazayas, but the Kazayas could be made up from the Gidim and Yatsamas also. But if you had a Moyen Tidur only after it's dead, not after Yevorim Shaboi, then you have to come on Tidding after Issa Nevela Shaboi, after Issa Temeya Shaboi, then you have to have all Kazayas. If you don't have a Kazayas, you'll be Potter. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Loi Toich Lo HaNefesh Shema Bosa. When the Pasuk says, don't eat the Nefesh Shema Bosa, meaning to say, Zerei B'Menachai, that calls them on the Nefesh, calls them on the animals alive, you're not allowed to eat from it. Then the Pasuk says, Ubosa baso de trefa loy toichlu, ze bosa min achai, ubosa min atrefa. The second Pasuk talking about bosa min achai. The first one is avi, you take out a whole limb from the animal. Then the second Pasuk is bosa min achai. You don't take a whole limb, you just take some meat from it. Bosa min achai, ubosa min atrefa. So lav on that also. Two separate lavim. We had before nafkaminas that as bosom in a chai you have to have the kazayas bosom. But as avim in a chai, even if you only need a kazayas, it's enough to have the atzomas negidim to make up the kazayas. Now, Reb Shimon Malokish Omar, loy toichal ha nefeshim ha bosish, nish not eat the nefeshim ha bosor, there goes on avim in a chai, or bosom in a chai, goes on both of them, the same person, there's no difference, they're both the same love. Avim in a chai and bosom in a chai. Or bosom basa the trefle toichlu, Ze bosom in a trefa. That goes on bosom in a trefa. Now the Gemara says nafkamina. What's going to be ochal? Somebody eats eva min achai or bosom in achai. He eats both. He eats. All right, turn over. We'll continue one on the other side.